This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rising up from New York's public powerhouse and the basketball home of the defending Mid-American Conference champions, we are the University at Buffalo Bulls. Live from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill, broadcasting on the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. This is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider.
Brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi and ComDoc, and in part by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Good evening from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill. You are listening to UB Basketball Insider. Back here with the second-year head coach of the UB Bulls, Nate Oates. Coach, been a while since we've been here at Santoris. Some nice long road trips since the last time we've been here.
Got thawed out from the Alaska trip. We're all warmed up here in UB. At Buffalo, it's warm here in Buffalo compared to Anchorage.
Well, we're going to talk about that Alaska trip in the second segment, but let's start with the game that's the most recent game on all of our minds, and that was last night in Pittsburgh, an 84-79 loss to Pitt out of the ACC, a game in which the Bulls got down 26 early and came back, cut it to one, ended up losing 84-79. Just your thoughts on that game and the fight the team showed throughout the final 25 minutes.
Yeah, you know what? I still can't figure out exactly what was wrong with us at the beginning. I mean, there's a few adjustments we made, but they were hitting shots. We weren't. Thought our effort needed to be picked up a little bit. You know, they had tough matchups for our traditional fives with, David and Raheem and Ikenna, but we played Park a little bit more at the five and we were able to switch a little bit more stuff with just they don't really have a true five. They're playing like a bunch of twos and threes that kind of one through five, and we knew that. After we kind of adjusted a little bit to it and got ourselves settled down, for the last 25 minutes of the game, we outscored them by like 20. So we just, we've shown – in all the various games, Creighton, two-point game at the half, they're top 10 in the country. Pitt, they're a pretty good team. We outplayed them for the last 25 minutes of the game. It's just, we got to put 40 minutes together, and that's what we've been taught. Even the Bonaventure game, we could have laid down and lost by 15, and, we're down 10 late, and guys fought and climbed ourselves back into within one possession. And, I think our guys have shown a lot of fight, a lot of grit. We got to get 40 minutes of elite level intense defensive basketball that our offense can feed off of. When we get that, I think we're going to be a pretty good team.
One of the guys that maybe after the Creighton game, which was maybe arguably his worst game in a year plus, and Nick Perkins has come out in the last two games, 24 in the last game, 23 last night against Pitt. What's Nick been able to do on the floor?
Yeah, he didn't play well against Creighton. He knew that. It's not like he can't play well against high-level competition. He had 20 against Miami last year. So I think that kind of, really good players, when they have a bad game, they kind of come back and really try to make it right. And, he was able to get a lot more interior basket. Like, he played – he's 24 was his high when he had against Bonaventure, and then he came back with 23 last night, and he didn't hit a three at all. He made one free throw. No threes, and the rest were all like, in the paint twos. He kind of went to work down there and used his size against Pitt. And Pitt's an ACC team, so I think we know he can shoot it. He knows he can shoot it. He didn't shoot it particularly well last night, but he didn't even shoot it that great from three against Bonaventure either. But he's gone inside more, and we've been able to take advantage of his size inside. So I think, if we can get him to where he's not – knocking the long ball down and also posting up, that's a complete player, and I think he can be that. He is that. And, you know, we just got to get him to cut his turnovers down a little bit. And last night wasn't awful. We just be nice if he string a few games together where he doesn't have any turnovers.
Well, one of the benefits also last night, you got one of your point guards back in C.J. Massenburg. He played for the first time, you know, after missing the first eight games of the season. And then you got Kwati McKenzie back, who had missed four games. So how nice did it feel to finally have your full complement of guys all in uniform for the first time this year?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you can actually hold guys accountable on their effort or defense a little bit more when you've got a bench. They can, you know, you can use the bench as a tool, and you can actually sit down there and see real players that you can put in and sub some guys out. You know, CJ, you get the ball in his hand, and he, you know, he allows the other guys to do what they do a little bit better and not have to play out of their element. You know, and shoot, he came right out of the gate his first three threes. You know, he was 3 for 5 on the night. The rest of the team was 2 for 15, so we haven't been shooting it particularly well, and we add back in arguably our best shooter, so that helps. You know, he's under control. He's not turning the ball over. That helps. Our turnovers were down to 8 after we'd been over 20 for 3 straight games. So I think just – and then even defensively. I mean, he's one of our better on and off ball. He's great on the ball, and he's great off the ball. You know, we've got some guys that are pretty good off-ball defenders, some other guys that are pretty good on ball, and we don't have a great – not too many that are great both, and he's really good at both. So he adds – a lot to the defensive end of the floor, too. You know, it's good. We just got to make sure we don't wear them out with the mono. We don't want them playing. You know, our goal was to kind of play him 15 to 20, and then he's playing really well. Said he felt great. We're in the game, and it's tight. So he ended up playing 25 minutes last night. But, he felt good today. We kept him out of practice today. We'll have him limited tomorrow, and then hopefully he's got enough energy to, you know, give us a full game against Coppin State.
One of the games that you didn't have him in was last week, last Tuesday to be exact, when you played Creighton, the number 10 team in the country in the polls, number 2 in the RPI right now, a team that you guys held a first half lead on and just were down by 2 at the half. What was that experience like going and playing a Creighton team, and what did you see from your team in that contest?
Yeah, you know what? It was a 2-point game at the half, and like you said, we didn't have CJ for it either. And, you know, we just – saw what CJ adds to the mix in that pit game. So had we had him, you know, it would have been a little bit different deal. And part of having him is, you know, we've got real depth. We didn't have great depth at Creighton. So I think we, you know, that was our 10th straight day out. You know, we were on a long road trip, and I think our guys' energy was a little bit lower in the second half. We just couldn't maintain what we were doing in the first half. But, you know, I think between the pit and the Creighton game, we've shown that, you know, we can play with some of the teams in the country. Now, if we can put it together for 40 minutes, I think we got a chance to be really good.
One of the players that's stepped up against Creighton, against St. Bonaventure, was Raheem Johnson. He had 14 points, a career high against Creighton. You know, talk to us about what he was able to do. And, again, this is him going up against, you know, Big East talent, some guys that are bigger. You know, they had a 7-footer in Justin Patton. But he was still able to have some success against Creighton.
Yeah, you know what, Raheem, he knows it's his senior year. You know, he had the red shirt with the broken foot last year. He wants to do really well. He's been in. He's, you know, he's trying to learn the plays. He's sitting down with our assistants going over them. He's getting some extra time, and he's working hard academically. He's trying to take care of business. I think, you know, he was rewarded with 2 really good games back-to-back. Now, it made it hard against Pitt. They just didn't have matchups for our fives, and we ended up not playing those guys that many minutes, and he picked up some dumb fouls early, too. But I think those other games showed what he's capable of doing. Hopefully we can get him playing at a pretty high level. You know, it's not like he needs the ball a lot to do what he does. He gets offensive rebounds. He runs the floor. He gets, you know, throw-aheads from guards if he can beat the other bigs down the floor, and he's athletic. And, you know, he sets ball screens and rolls, and he can kind of play off our guards' drive. So, you know, he's a guy that's able to get 14 points without really ever calling a play for him is pretty good. And if he can continue to do that for us, you know, that'd be a big boost for us.
Well, Nate, we're going to talk more about the road trip after this break. We're going to talk about the trip to Anchorage, Alaska, and the Great Alaska Shootout. But right now we're going to take a break. You're listening to the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Santor's Pizza, Pub, and Grill.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $265 per month. Only $265 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub Grill. Our Millersport location is now complete with 40 TVs and 41 taps. We have a new bourbon rack with 55 bourbons, whiskeys, and gins, a larger bank room, and lots of room for big parties. Santora's Pizza Pub Grill will have our giving tree for the holidays. Our new banquet menu has buffet and happy hour packages, so book your function early. Of course, Transit still has 60 taps and 70 TVs. We have a new expanded patio roof for extended season with fire pit and fire tables. Still, great food, the best people, and a great atmosphere for almost 90 years since 1927. Santora's Pizza Pub Grill, a premier family business. Eat local, stay local.
Buffalo, come Whiteout Alumni Arena on Saturday, December 10th, when the UB men's basketball team takes on Coppin State. First 2,000 fans through the door will receive a free ugly holiday t-shirt with holiday-themed promotions, special concession deals, and more. It's sure to be a game you won't want to miss. Tip-off is at 2 p.m. sharp. For tickets and more information, visit ubbulls.com or call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Well, give... four stocking stuffer four pack, get four tickets to any regular season home game for just $50. Looking for that last minute holiday gift or have a Secret Santa exchange at work? This ticket package is the perfect fix. To order, call the UB ticket office at 1-877-UB-THERE. And basketball fans, bring the whole family out to a game this season and take advantage of the special ticket price of $8 in the M&T Family Zone. To order, call 1-877-UB-THERE. Order online at ubbulls.com. UB Athletics would like to thank M&T for their continued support. Well, Nate, talking about the holidays, we spent the Thanksgiving holiday in Anchorage, Alaska at the Great Alaska Shootout. What was that experience like for you? Just the whole trip, and then we'll get into the game specifically a little bit.
I mean, it was good. You know, nobody else, and I think maybe Bowman had gone with Southern Illinois. I don't think anybody else had been to Alaska that was with us. I thought it was good for everybody to experience a little bit something different. I thought it was good to spend a lot of time with our guys. You know, I thought we grew up a little bit. We got better basketball wise. We got a lot better defensively on that trip. You know, and I the competition was good too. I mean, Anchorage is a good team. Nevada's a really good team, and Weber State's, you know, not a bad team either. So we got three pretty good games out of the deal, and able to learn a lot more about us. And you know, I would have liked to have come out of there 3-0, but you know, we'll take it. 2-1 wasn't bad. Finishing third place. You know, Nevada's a tough team. So thought we got better after we played them too, which is really, honestly, like at our level, we've got to win the conference tournament. That's the bottom line. You got to put yourself in the best. You know, we're trying to win the regular season conference, and then you got to win the tournament basically to get to the NCAA tournament, which is our ultimate goal. And you know, the better position you can put yourself in during regular season conference play, the better off your seed is for the tournament. And really, honestly, your non-conference to me is to get better. And we've played some really good competition. I think playing good competition, while, you know, our record, we're a game under 500, but I think we've gotten a lot better. We've exposed some weaknesses and been able to work on them. I think we're going to be a lot better for it.
Blake Hamilton, he's a guy that had 36 points in the win against Alaska Anchorage, hit a couple of big shots, did the same thing against Weber State, when he went for 23 points. That was probably a weekend for Blake where he – you know, he kind of carried the team a little bit. Do you agree with that?
Or? Yeah, you know what? The 36 is huge, obviously, you know, and we needed somebody step up and score the ball. We need to get, you know, get some wins. And I think he, you know, I don't think Blake's selfish at all, and I don't want to say it this way. I think, and I thought that 36-point game was outstanding. I think getting CJ back is going to help Blake's game, because I think Blake felt such pressure to carry us scoring wise, with you know, especially like if Nick or Willie struggles, like, you know, and those two aren't able to create their shot as well for themselves as Blake is. So, you know, if one of those two is struggling, Blake feels a lot of pressure on that. He's got to put a lot of points up for us, and he showed he can do it with a 36-point game. I just think, you know, now with CJ back, you know, hopefully Blake can. It'd be better if he could, you know, push a triple double one game. You know, he also proved, you know, I think he had a game with 12 assists this year, that he can pass the ball. So when he's doing everything at a high level, that's when we're our best. So, you know, maybe he doesn't need to score 36, but he's proven he can. Maybe he can score, you know, 16 to 20 in that range and try pushing double figures on rebounds and double figures on assists. And I think that's when we'd be our best, if he's able to play a game like that.
And the last game in Alaska on that Saturday night was a win against Weber State. And that's a team that, you know, consistently goes to the NCAA tournament out of the Big Sky Conference. And anytime you can beat an NCAA tournament team, I think that's a huge win for a team. And then that was a good win for you guys.
No, it was really good. They've got really good guard play, you know, and they've got a great chance to win that league again. I think they're going to be really good, and it's one of those games where you get to the end of the year and, you know, I anticipate them being right at the top of that league, and, you know, that's going to be a quality win for a team. You know, that's where Damian Lillard's one of the best guards in the NBA right now. Damian Lillard went to Weber State, so they've got a really good tradition, and, you know, that coach does a good job, and that's a big win. And we were actually up big on him. It's one of the things we're working on now, is playing every single possession, whether we're up, down, or whatever. You know, we got to be more consistent. So I thought when we got up big on them that game that we need to do a little bit better job of burying them when we had them down. You know, but you're learning. We got to learn some stuff. We talked about that, and that's one of the things we got to get better at.
So you're through the stretch of the 8 of the first 9 away from home. When you look back on that first stretch of 9 games, and you take the Xavier game into consideration, and even the opener at Niagara, and you talked about playing the best, and you know, when you look at KenPom and the strength of schedule, is I think today it was up to 6th in the country. What does that say about what you guys are trying to do as a program in non-conference?
Yeah, I think kind of like I said before, like I think our non-conference is supposed to get you ready for the conference. Playing, and if you look at some teams in our league, you know, and they all have their own various philosophies on whatever they may want to do, and they obviously have a different philosophy than what I do and what we want to do. You know, they've got a really good record right now, but they're playing 4 non-division ones or whatever it is, and I want to go play. You know, we played 2 top 10 teams in the country between Xavier and Creighton. Last year we played 2 top 10 teams in Duke and Iowa State, so I would rather go play those teams, prove to our guys that, you know, you can play with them at a high level, which I think we did between the first half of the Creighton game and the, you know, the last 25 minutes of that Pittsburgh game. But at the same time, they'll also expose you for your weaknesses. So, you know, if we're playing bad teams and they're not making us turn the ball over, we don't realize we got an issue with that. We don't work on it as much as we've worked on it. If you're playing bad teams and you don't have to foul them to get stops, you don't get exposed for the fact that you got to move your feet better, keep your hands off people, learn how to play without fouling. And, you know, we had to guard some of the best players in the country between all the teams that we played. So we've kind of seen what our areas of weakness are, and then, you know, we've been working on them in practice. And this gives us, you know, after this game Saturday, we've got a full week before we play again. You know, we're going to concentrate on a lot of that stuff and really try to shore up some of our fundamentals on some of the stuff that we need to work on. So I'd rather, you know, I had the same philosophy in high school. I'd just rather go play the best teams and figure out where you're at compared to the best and get yourself ready to go for when it matters. And to me, our conference season is what really matters here.
And not, you know, also to mention, you're putting the team in some of the better college basketball atmospheres in the country. Yeah, Xavier was a great atmosphere. Creighton, 17,000 strong there. And then Pitt's always had a really cool student section. And that's got to help too when you're going into conference play and you're going into the tournament, that you're not intimidated by the atmosphere around you, especially with some young players on the team.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, after you've gone to Xavier, Creighton, who both those places are sellouts like every game, You know, and then like you said, Pittsburgh student section is great, the zoo there. If you've gone there, like, you know, going into Akron or Ohio, you know, Ohio's got a great student section. You know, that's not going to scare any of our guys. You know, it's great to put some of the freshmen in some of those big-time environments before they actually get into conference play. So, yeah, I think we're going to be really prepared for conference play. And, you know, we start with two games on the road. You know, we're at Eastern, at Toledo, the first two. It's going to be a tough two-game road trip right there. Like, but, shoot, it's not Alaska road trip. So, we played on the road. We played in front of better environments than you're going to play in against those. We played against better players. You know, they both got good players, but we will have seen better players. So, I think it really prepares us for the conference season coming up.
All right, well, before that, you have a home game on Saturday. We're going to talk about the upcoming opponent, that is Coppin State, and after this break. But right now, you're listening to UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Centaurus Pizza Pub and Grill.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $265 per month. Only $265 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Our Millersport location is now complete with 40 TVs and 41 taps. We have a new bourbon rack with 55 bourbons, whiskeys, and gins, a larger bank room, and lots of room for big parties. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill will have our giving tree for the holidays. Our new banquet menu has buffet and happy hour packages, so book your function early. Of course, Transit still has 60 taps and 70 TVs. We have a new expanded patio roof for extended season with fire pit and fire tables. Still, great food, the best people, and a great atmosphere for almost 90 years since 1927. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, a premier family business. Eat local, stay local.
Buffalo, come Whiteout Alumni Arena on Saturday, December 10th, when the UB men's basketball team takes on Coppin State. First 2,000 fans through the door will receive a free ugly holiday t-shirt with holiday-themed promotions, special concession deals, and more. It's sure to be a game you won't want to miss. Tip-off is at 2 p.m. sharp. For tickets and more information, visit ubbulls.com or call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Welcome back here to the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on ESPN 1520. Just a reminder, the UB women's team will be right here on ESPN 1520 tonight at 7 o'clock. They are at Canisius. That pregame show will start at 6:30. The Bulls will try and move to 8-0 on the season for Coach Jack and her team. But Coach Oates and his squad will finally be doing what Coach Jack and her team's been doing, and that's playing games at Alumni Arena. And that starts on Saturday against Coppin State, a 2 o'clock start. Before we get into Coppin State, just how nice is it to finally play at home and in front of the home crowd?
Yeah, hopefully we can do what Coach Jack's been doing and get some wins. And alumni, she's been doing a great job. What are they, 7-0 right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they, you know, it is nice to play at home. It's, you know, it's great to be here. I do think it's important to get some road games, though, in the non-conference, some tough ones. I'm a firm believer in that. I think get you ready for road games and conference, but shoot, it is sure nice to get back home playing for. I think we've got a great student section. I think it'll be good. They haven't been able to see us, you know, it's right before finals. Hopefully they're not too busy studying for all their finals, but we should have a decent crowd on a Saturday afternoon, and I think our guys are energized to play in front of a home crowd, and you know, I think they'll put on a good show for the fans.
Well, someone else that has a similar scheduling philosophy to you is Coppin State. They are 0-11, but 10 of those games have been on the road. They played some real tough teams. They played two MAC teams in Ball State, and they were just at Akron on Wednesday. So this is a team that is road tested and a team that's not going to be intimidated going on the road. But what have you What have you seen from sure. Coppin State so far?
We think we got a tough travel schedule. They literally play. Jim's got the scout. He was telling me their travel schedule. I couldn't believe it. They were like three games in a row on the road, like across the country, like Valpo, Coastal Carolina, BYU, Utah. Like it was nuts. Like one night here, one night there, next night there. Like it was like an NBA schedule. Obviously, without the NBA charter flights that they have. So, yeah, they won't be intimidated coming in here, that's for sure. You know, they're athletic, they trap, and kind of what we've been having issues with is what they're best at. Like, they turn people over with their traps and presses and all that, and we've been turning the ball over too much. So, you know, I think it's good, actually. We're able to work on what we need to work on. And then they're attacking all the time on offense, a lot of dribble drive, and you know, we've been having problems fouling people, so now we're going to have to play a team that's going to attack you and come at you downhill, trying to attack you off the dribble, and we're going to have to guard the dribble without fouling people. So I think it'll be good for us. We're going to have to, you know, you can look at it two ways. It's bad if, you know, their strengths are maybe our weaknesses, but I also think, like, it's good that we can work on what we need to work on, see if we've gotten a lot better at it. And I do think we've gotten better at it, and we'll see on Saturday.
A team that also, I believe, shoots a lot of three-pointers. I think I was looking, I think they're like top 40 and 3 points, three-point attempts, and had one of their better shooting outings against Akron. So it's a team that kind of will make your defense have to really work every possession.
Yeah, a lot of dribble penetration, a lot of three out. You know, they drive. As soon as you overhelp, they try to kick it, and they do shoot a lot of threes. So we just got to make sure we don't give up dribble penetration, and we're able to you know, make the threes that they take, contested ones, and box out. And I think there's a game we can get out and run, which is what we want to do, because they play hard. But, you know, when you press and trap, you're liable to give up a lot of transition if you handle the traps and press as well. So I think if we can get some stops, we can really get out, and which is what the way we want to play. We want to get out in transition, get stops. Let's get out in transition. Let's score some easy buckets in transition. And so I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be a fun one for the fans to watch us play.
After Coppin State, you get a week off before Canisius down at the arena, and we'll talk more about Canisius next Thursday at the show. But how big is it? I know part of it's to the guys at finals and their academics to worry about, but you're going to get some time to really get in the gym with the guys and maybe work on some of the things that you necessarily couldn't do during a lot of the road trips because you were either traveling or working on scouts. But now you might, after Coppin State, you have some time before the next game to work on some of the weaknesses.
Yeah, no, I think it's big. You know, we've got a week, so it's not like, you know, we're not going to concentrate on Canisius's offense or defense every single day for a week straight. You know, the first few days of this week, it's going to be about us and what we need to do to get better, get back to getting some skill work done, you know, work on individual skill work, work on just team offense, playing together, get our chemistry down. You know, that's the underrated thing here with Blake breaking his hand. Blake was out for a month leading into our first game, and then, you know, the day of the first game, CJ gets diagnosed with mono and he's out. So we haven't had our full group, you know, and Quate was out for four games with the concussion. Like, we just haven't had our core group of guys all together for 2 months now to build chemistry together. So I think having that week where we can really practice and, you know, have guys compete against each other, but then at the same time, you know, put groups together that we want to play with each other, I think it'll be big, you know, and hopefully we're able to avoid any more injuries. And, you know, they're part of the game, but, you know, if you can avoid them, I think that obviously helps. And, you know, we have not been able to avoid them here early in the year, and I think it's affected us a little bit, to be honest with you, with just chemistry-wise and guys learning how to play with each other.
And then also, you know, finally, how important is that academic side this last week, making sure that the guys are prepared for their finals and finishing the semester?
Yeah, I think it's big. You know, they're obviously here. They're student-athletes. You know, like I was saying to our staff, I don't even know how Coppin State, how those kids even go to school with all, I mean, they're on the road the whole time. So, you know, we had the long road trip, but ours was over Thanksgiving break. So they, even though we were out for 10 days, they didn't miss that much school. But I do think it's big that they get back and they're able to, you know, do well in their finals, study in their finals. You know, we purposely don't schedule games during the week of finals, so they're able to concentrate on that. And, you know, we will still practice, but we won't overdo it. We'll make sure that they're getting in with their tutors, and, you know, hopefully we can trying to get over 3-0. So we'll see. We'll see if we can get over 3-0. We've been close a few semesters here lately, and you know we've been up over 2-8 both semesters last year. But we'd like to see our team average over 3-0.
Well, Nate, that's going to do it for today's show. Best of luck on Saturday against Coppin State. That's a home game at Alumni Arena, a 2 o'clock start. That will do it for today's episode of UB Bulls Insider, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. I'm Brian Wolf. Have a good night.
You've been listening to UB Basketball Insider, brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.